Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. Hey, we've got an amazing show lined up for you tonight with an amazing guest expert, Sue Coach, and you are going to be blown away with the value that this young lady brings to the table. Hey, how you doing? My name is Brian Kelly. I'm the host of this show, and it is called the Mind Body Business Show. And what is that all about? For those of you that haven't tuned in prior, allow me to explain. First, the mind. It's all about mindset and, you know, basically forming a championship mindset, one that is very rock solid. And we're talking about from the subconscious level, not so much just the conscious level. And so both of them are very important. The key is tapping into your subconscious. And there are incredible tools available that enable you to do this, including something called neuro-linguistic programming, NLP for short. Not sure if that'll be part of the topic for tonight's show. We have various topics that cover each of the three categories of mind, body, business. And body, what is that? What is that about? That's about taking care of your body, both from an exercise standpoint, a fitness standpoint, and nutrition. And the thing is, your mind and body are a team. And really, your mind and body are your team, even more importantly. And if one or the other is not operating at a peak level of performance, well, then the team as a whole is suffering. And then add another team player to that, and that's business. You know, how much have you mastered business? We're talking about marketing, sales, team building, systematizing, scaling. If you have not mastered any of the three, then that's why we're here. We are here to help you to identify those areas, to talk about those areas with various guest experts like Sue, who's coming on in just a moment, to help you to take it to the next level with your business, with your personal life as well. And that's what this came about, was because I've just noticed over many years of dealing with, working with, talking to, interviewing successful people, that these patterns kept coming up over and over and over. And I realized these three components, the mind, the body, and the business, and your business, were the keys. And so many will concentrate first, foremost, and sometimes solely on business and put all their effort and energy, resources, financial, time, everything into business, and not even consider really refining their mindset or taking care of their body. And really, all success stems from, it all does from the mindset, starting there. That is the foundation of all success. And that, when that epiphany occurred to me several years ago, that's when I became an NLP practitioner and started learning it at a deep level and realized and experienced how life-changing that was. So, Mind Body Business Show is about, it's a show for entrepreneurs by an entrepreneur. And I'm really excited to bring on our guest expert. Before I do, you see a lot of books right behind me, and that's another crucial part of our show here for you. And that is, many years ago, I was in a mentor's office. He's a multimillionaire, corner office, owned the building, and I was there for a weekend. We were negotiating a deal, and I just remember at one point, you know, I'm sitting on his couch in his office, and he turns around and walks to the back wall and looks back at me. He says, "Brian, if people only did this one thing, if they just did this one thing, they would all be super rich." And it's like, wow, he's got my attention now. And so he reached back, this super huge floor to ceiling, double door cabinet, grabs both handles, opens them up to reveal the contents. And literally, it resembled what you see behind me, and that was shelf after shelf after shelf of books. And we're not talking fiction books. We're talking books that are going to help serve you, like personal development, business books. We talk about many of them on this very show, and you'll be privy to many of them in just a moment. So you'll have an arsenal, a library to go to. And so I made a mistake back then, many years ago. I completely ignored his advice. I thought, no way. Reading books, that's way too simple. And at the time, I really honestly didn't enjoy reading. I didn't enjoy it, so I didn't do it. even though it would have changed my life much quicker. And thankfully, many years later, I began working with another mentor of mine. We ended up working side by side for several years. I spoke on his stage, trained students for his company, had a great time. But one thing he did was he kind of reminded me by example. One morning, I saw him walking around wearing headphones. I said, "Hey, man, what are you listening to?" And he goes, "I'm listening to a book." I said, "What? You're listening to a book? Well, tell me more about that." And so long story short, he told me about Audible. And I started listening to books and thought, wow, I love listening. Reading, I get tired. I get fatigued. My eyes, I don't want to sleep. But a physical book. But listening, I could keep awake and it kept my attention. And with this app called Audible on the phone, they give you this little icon you can tap. And it's a bookmark icon. So if you hear anything that's profound and you want to go back and review it, you just tap it. That's it. You're done. So if you're driving, it's no worse than if you were reaching down to turn the knob on the stereo. It's actually quicker and easier. It's safe. And so I began listening voraciously to books, just a ton of books. And it has literally changed my life, shaped my life for the better by doing that. And what I wanted to do is share one such book with you. And we're just going to play back one segment, one snippet, a bookmark, if you will. It's just over a minute in length, and it's going to be something that I think you'll enjoy. And what I wanted to tell you is, before we get moving any farther, is if you have the ability to grab a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil and be ready to take notes, especially starting with the bookmarks, but really when I bring on our special guest expert. But without further ado, what I'd like to do is move on to a segment I appropriately call Bookmarks.
Bookmarks. Born to read. Bookmarks. Ready. Steady. Read. Bookmarks. Brought to you by ReachYourPeakLibrary.com.
Yes, ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. Now, we're going to be giving you several resources during this show, so stick with us on this show. Watch the show to the end. Take notes. Write down the resources. And what I mean by that is resist the temptation to go off and look at these other resources. I have this one up on the screen now, so you don't need to go to it. So stick with us, because you want to be on when I bring Sue, our guest expert, onto the show. So what this is a website I put together. Here is actually the complete story with that gentleman, my mentor, many years ago, talking about the books, and that's how you become rich. And I started compiling a list of all the books that I had read that had an impact on me, a positive impact. So not every book I've read is in this list. I think currently there are around 40 in here. They're all either business-based, personal development, mindset, everything we talk about, body, fitness, it's all in there. And I just decided to do this for you, not for me. This is not a money-making website. It's just a single place you can go to look at, find books that maybe you haven't read yet that have been at least vetted by one other entrepreneur that's successful, that at least the odds of them having impact on you are greater, if that makes sense. And so I put that together. It's really just a gift. I wanted to put together a list, and I've noticed I've fallen behind. I need to add probably, 10 or 20 more that I've been listening to. But what I wanted to do is jump in and segue into an actual bookmark of one of those, from one of those books called Habits of the Super Rich by Bruce Walker. And it's a excellent read, highly recommend it. And I'm going to play about a little over a minute snippet. So get out those pens, get that paper out, and listen close. And then right after this, we'll bring on our guest expert. So go ahead, open those ears, and here we go.
Chapter 6, The Most Effective Way to Build a Habit. Attraction, Intention, Action. Zach and Jim continued to talk occasionally about what made a successful person. They finally agreed on those three ingredients. "Not that there are so many more ingredients we could toss into this soup," Jim said. But now he was clearly seeing that the world wasn't going to hand him success on a silver platter like it did to him and so many others in high school. No, he now knew he would have to generate a certain level of enthusiasm and then to take appropriate action afterward. He gave it some thought and said, "Then I need to start creating new good habits that will contribute to my success and not sabotage me for my future goals. He left the cafe determined to write out his goals and start creating new habits based on those goals immediately. Smart man. The best action anyone can take, including you, is to create habits that will not only help you generate your goals, but carry them out for years and years. These
solid advice. He talks about habits over and over and over. Of course, that's the title of the book. And it can also be equated with a term that we used often on the show, and that is one of discipline and generating a discipline. Because when you are disciplined, it becomes a habit. You're doing the same disciplined actions over and over. And that is another pattern that has developed of the people. That's what it says. Habits of the super rich. That is a pattern of the super rich. They develop habits. They create disciplines. They stick to it. But you notice it was creating new good habits that will contribute to his success. So you want to concentrate on the good habits and just focus on the good. And don't even worry about the bad. Those will go away. And so this is all about success, about successful people. And the reason I brought that up is because the next person we are coming up with and going to show you just in a moment, Sue Coach, is one such person, very successful coach. And without further ado, what do you say we bring her on, huh? It's time for the guest expert spotlight.
It's time for the guest expert spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
And there she is, ladies and gentlemen, Sue Coach, the one and only. Sue, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, Brian. How are you?
Oh, phenomenal, phenomenal. So happy to have you on. So appreciate you agreeing to do this interview. I think I get more value than anyone, including the guests that are watching. Real quick, if you don't mind, I'd like to introduce you, Sue, and let the people know, and then we'll talk more and get to know you a little bit more at a deeper level. Sue's coaching career was launched as a result of her personal journey through a midlife career transition. Her experience led her to desire to help her clients design richly fulfilling, sexy second act careers that combine passion, purpose, and a paycheck. I like that part. Her mission is to help her clients face any career or life transition with curiosity, courage, and confidence. Using a variety of personalized tools, assessments, and techniques, she guides her clients to discover their own paths leading to integrated and deeply fulfilling lives. And I can imagine that you have quite a broad client base, because this sounds like many people I know who have been in these situations, Sue. Oh, and before I bring you on officially, let me real quick announce to everyone watching live and listening live that at the end of the show, stick on all the way to the end of the show, I'm going to reveal a way that you can win a 5-night all-inclusive stay at a 5-star luxury resort in Mexico. And that's coming up near the end of the show. And I will reveal again how you can enter for that. And we'll announce it live here. With that, Sue, how are you doing? And, you know, what I want to just ask real quick, and let's go a little bit deeper into the person, Sue Coach. You know, we all go to bed and then we wake up and hopefully we get out of bed. What is it that you would say actually motivates you to, you know, hit the floor with your feet with a smile on your face and go, great, another day is upon me? And then maybe divulge what you're up to today that helps that motivation come to fruition.
Well, the immediate answer that comes to my mind is daylight. You know, I think the older you get, the more you really get a sense of urgency about the things that you want to get done while you're still on the planet, having that sense of purpose and that sense of passion. So really, when daylight comes around, it's time to get up and get moving on the things that really matter to you, because you really never know how long that piece of thread is and when it might end. So daylight.
Very true. Good. I love it. I ask many of the guests that same question, and that's a good one, because get a wide variety of answers on that one. It's the beautiful part of it. we were talking, or I was talking earlier about the importance of reading in books. And every entrepreneur I know personally that has achieved any level of success, and that's a term to be defined by each individual as well, but those that have achieved a level of success that we would consider, you know, financially with their business, they all seem to be very avid readers. And I would venture to guess that you are also an avid reader. Is that a correct assumption?
Oh yeah. If I don't have a book with me, or if I don't have access to a book, it's like withdrawal symptoms. you know, could be fiction, but in the last few years, it has been more like you were saying a little while ago, more business oriented, more personal growth oriented. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, and I'm glad you said that. Some of them are fiction, because I wanted to now clarify that when I said not fiction in his bookshelf, that was not to say that you should not go through things that relax you and do things that relax you. So whatever that is, you know, we all need that shut off button. We have to. Besides sleeping, it's good to have a moment of relaxation, reflection, and whatever that is for you is no judgment here. Just saying that that's what this guy had in his office. It was amazing. So what would you say, you know, what to date, I know it's going to be tough to pick one, but to date, what business-related book would you say has inspired you the most?
Well, the one that comes to mind for me is a book called Turning Crow. I don't know if you've heard of it or not, written by Stephen Pressfield. If people don't know him, if you've seen the movie Bagger Man, he wrote the book. And it's a little book. It's only like maybe that thick. You could probably read it in 2 hours. But what I love about that book is talks about what it takes to go from being an amateur at what you're doing or what you're committed to turning pro. And by that, he means, what are you willing to do? What are you willing to sacrifice? Where are you driven to become all that you can become? An amateur is likely to go, I don't know, watch Netflix or something, and the pro is going to be out there hitting 10,000 golf balls or something to that champion golfer. So it's a very well-written, tight little book that you can read in about 2 hours, but every page is juicy, and every page is actually, you know, something that you can take with you to overcome whatever resistance that you might have in your business or in your life to creating the life that you really want.
I love that. Turning Pro. I wrote it down. I have not heard. I have heard of Stephen Pressfield, but not that particular book. So that's another part I love about this show, is I get so many incredible recommendations for books. The very last guest I had, it was a couple guests ago, Carlos Redlich, recommended one, and I've been reading it. And I almost went powered through the whole thing in one sitting, and it's a little over 5 hours. It's just amazing. Wow. Yeah, it's called Relentless, and just about finished with that. And that's another, when you said turning pro, it was very similar concept. Like, I love it, because it's like a lot of people will dabble, won't they? They'll not go in all full bore. I see so many entrepreneurs, and maybe you have too, where, you know, they really find something they love and they go after it with everything they have. And then after, say, a month or two, and they're not seeing the results they thought they should achieve in that very short amount of time, this silver ball shows up over to the side, and they go, wow, what's that shiny silver ball? And they go chase that and never finish the race with the first one. And that's part of turning pro, right? It's like committing.
Great story about that. This story I just love. So a few years ago, I went skydiving, and people that I had been talking to about it actually know a guy by the name of Dan Brodman-Schenfeld, who owns Skydive Paris here in California. He's a skydiver, and he's written a book called Above All Else, which is another really great recommendation. But he talked about how when he got to be a champion skydiver, people would want to come to him and say, I want to be part of your team. I want to be a champion skydiver like you. And he'd say, well, what are you willing to do to become a champion skydiver? Well, I'll do anything you want me to do. Just tell me what you want me to do. So they'd start practicing, and pretty soon, it wouldn't take very long before 99.9% of them would quit because the work was hard, and they had to take criticism, and they had to take feedback, and so they'd give up. And so, you know, that champion, that turning pro, many of us are not willing to do, really do what it takes.
That's so true, and that's why mind is the first word of this show, because that's why. That is the reason, the number one reason that people that don't see it to the finish line. And hey, again, no judgment here. I have been guilty of this very activity, and I've done this, and now I have solely concentrated on one avenue for now 5 straight years, just continually, no matter what. The thing is, when you go into a business, all you see are the glamour and the passion and the fun things without realizing that, my gosh, it's not going to be that easy. And the more successful you become, the more issues arise that must be dealt with, not the other way around. And so it's about developing that solid mindset. It's not about what situation is presented to you. It's how you react to that situation. And if you haven't worked on your mindset, then that could be a struggle. And, you know, some can power through it, but very few, like you said. Many people will just, they'll go off to something else and give up, which is sad. But again, it's a mindset.
Yeah, and you have to have a why, I think, for what you're doing. What's it for? You know, making money. You know, people say, I want to start a business to make money. Well, maybe not. That's the responsibility of the business, but it's that the why you want to do it. And if you get clear about the why, that's going to go a long way to help you push through those things that we're talking about that might ordinarily stop you.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I've trained that from stage and taken students through a process of determining their why. And the more powerful whys are those that are farthest away from yourself. So you mentioned money. Well, usually that's not going to be something that keeps them going. And we go through this process, and typically it becomes either someone they love or maybe a charitable organization that, and you would go over broken glass, crawl over it to, you know, finish the race. For that why, something that would make you cry, like emotionally cry, not out of pain or sorrow, but, you know, just something you truly, truly love and means so much to you that no matter what, because of that why, you will not give up. And you're right. That's crucial. You know, that goes hand in hand with the mindset, because if you have that why and you've determined it and you continually bring it up, because what happens? You hit those roadblocks, those speed bumps. And the second you do, it's like, okay, the why comes back into your mind. You're like, okay, I'm not giving up. My skin's thicker now because I have a solid why, and I'm going to keep going no matter what. Let me tell, how many times have you thought about quitting your businesses, Sue?
daily?
Yeah, right? Yes.
Not really, but often enough when you think, oh, nothing I'm doing is working. What am I doing this for? Well, I'm doing it because I have to. I can't not do it.
There you go. There you go, because you have a solid why. So yeah, thank you for bringing that up. Phenomenal. This is. I hope folks are taking notes, like writing this down. And beautiful thing is, as you take these notes, you can then look up books that talk about these very topics, like finding your why. Google it, see what books come up, and then talk to other entrepreneurs and say, hey, have you read this book? Is it worth my time? And you know, make your time worthwhile. And yeah, so this is phenomenal. There is one book called The Big Boom by my mentor called Mel Cutler, and that's on Reach Your Peak Library. That section, there is a section on determining your why in that book. The whole book is not about that, but it is in there. So that's one resource you could look into as those of you that are viewing and listening. Now, another thing that keeps entrepreneurs successful is maintaining not just a solid mindset, but a positive and productive mindset. Those two kind of go hand in hand. That kind of brings us into an overall successful mindset. And, you know, we are human. We're not perfect. So we have bad days. The thing is we have to make those days, not days, but not even hours, but maybe maximum of minutes. But we got to get past it quick to continue to excel in our business. So for you, Sue, when it comes to maintaining a positive, productive, and successful mindset, what is something, as an example, that you do on a regular basis to sustain that kind of mindset?
Well, it's I think a little bit of it is I have a kind of a bounce back mentality anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, I do try to figure out how I'm going to be able to move forward, but certainly exercise is one way to do it. Mm-hmm. That gets stress out, and sometimes it opens up something because it can be kind of a meditative thing, actually, exercise, because you can't think about anything else but how heavy that doggone weight is or whatever. And I've gotten back into exercise this year, and I'm really seeing it in a whole new way as being helpful in other parts of my life, creating clarity and stuff. But the reading positive things, and being around positive people, and not allowing myself to complain about anything. If I can't have a solution or think of a solution, then bringing other people in that are maybe smarter in that area than I am. So I think all of those things, but you know, it's just really the biggest part of success and optimism to me is just to be able to do the thing that that lights you up, and figuring out what that is, and going for it full tilt boogie, and just giving yourself permission to have the kind of life that you want to get up in the morning to live.
I love that, giving yourself permission. What a way to bookmark that one, or bookend it. That was good. So I was taking notes. I always do every show, and I hope the viewers and listeners are doing the same, because this is pure gold. You're listening to it right now. Sue is very very adept. She understands what it takes to become successful, and I loved, you know, one of the first things you said about how you maintain your positive mindset was exercise. And we just got through talking about how your mind and body are a team, didn't we? And yeah. It was just like, yeah, it works that way, because when you exercise, so many wonderful things happen, not just to your body, but the result of what you're doing with and for your body really substantiates your overall brain activity. And, you know, every cell in your body is eavesdropping on your thoughts in your body, not just in your head. Taking care of your body, it's a mind and body are a team. And every time you work out, do you notice you just, like you say, you release stress. If you're not stressed, you can think clearly. You have more energy, so you can get through the day, do more in less time. There's nothing bad that can be said about moving your body, exercising. If you have injuries and you have joint problems, then exercise in low impact areas. Swim in a pool. Go on an elliptical if your knees are bothering you. There's so many, there's no excuse really to not exercise. So that was phenomenal. And reading, yeah, feeding your brain with positive input. That's going to help you propel yourself further. And then not complaining. That's a big one. I mean, you know, I kind of translate that into making excuses, right? And pointing fingers when the mirror should be right in front of you if you do that. You say, oh, that person, well, it's actually me. And being at cause. That was another game changer that I learned years ago, to learn to become more at cause for everything that happens in my life. So you're hitting all the hot spots, and that's why I really hope everyone is taking incredible notes. Nearly every word that Sue says, you should be writing it down. One of the things that happens, and you kind of alluded to it when we talked about how often do you feel like kind of giving up? You know, and you jokingly said it every day, and it sometimes feels like that, and I completely relate. And there's another thing that creeps in when there is that uncertainty called fear. You know, so now we're starting to think, am I ever going to be successful? Or, you know, whatever that fear might be, there are different levels and different types of fears. For you, Sue, today, what would you say would be your greatest fear at the moment? Not like now, but the one that has been coming up, and how do you go about managing that fear?
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier that one of the things that I do is behavior style assessments, and I know that based on my behavior style, I am a fear-based person. So any uncertainty throws me for a loop, and it could, you know, when you think about it, it could be a big thing, like, you know, you're happily living your life and all of a sudden your house is burned down, or you're happily doing your job and your boss comes in and says, well, we don't need you anymore. You know, it could be big things like that. But yeah. It could also be just little things that kind of just upset your apple cart. And so that's for me, is just to recognize that I'm one of those kind of people that if my apple cart gets upset, I kind of freak out. And so knowing that having that self-awareness that's what happens to me is a really big step, because I can kind of step back from that for a minute and say, what's really going on here? You know, tiger isn't going to jump out of the woods and get you right now. So what are you really afraid of? and so I can start asking myself some questions about that to kind of slow myself down. And if I can't, then I can give myself permission to freak out for a little while, but like 10 minutes, freak out. Like, think of every horrible, awful thing that's going to happen. I lost my job. I'm going to be living under a bridge. I'm going to be starving to death. Whatever, you know, you can think of that could be the ultimate result of that. And then say, well, okay, how likely is that really? How likely is that? And when you think that, well, it's probably not that likely, then you can start putting your attention on, okay, what's my next step?
Yeah, yeah, perfect. And you, I think you hit the nail on the head, which was awareness. Is that the first step is being aware that this fear is cropping up in your emotions, and that's always the key. You know, some people will go through and not even be aware of it unless it's pointed out to them often enough, and they finally can learn to do that. But it's really the key is to become aware of it, and then, like you do, is number two is handle it. You know, and something we do in NLP circles is we do it's called reframing it. And yeah, taking something that might not be serving us, and it could literally be 180 degrees opposite, and say, well, maybe it's actually not that bad, and it's could be this good. Well, another example is, I've given it before on the show, but, you know, so oftentimes we as humans will say, well, you know, I have to go do the dishes now. Well, a beautiful, subtle, there's something flying around, a beautiful, subtle reframe on that is, I get to do the dishes now. You know, that has such a psychological undertow, and that's a very subtle example. We're not talking about fear, but that's an example of reframing. You can use that for any negative emotion that comes through, or negative thought, even a negative language pattern. And once you become aware of it, and then you reframe it, or, you know, handle it like you do, that's the two keys to getting past it. So 10 minutes, that's not that long. So that, you know, that's another recipe for success for those of you watching and taking notes right now.
Well, and you can time it if you want to, you know, give yourself a day, or how it probably depends on the circumstances a little bit, but then say, wait, you know, that's enough. We're going to stop freaking out now and see what we can do to get on with whatever it is we want to get on with.
Excellent, excellent. So you have your own coaching business. It's amazing. I'm actually pulling up the site, so it's Sue Coach, because her last name is pronounced Coach, K-O-C-H, and I love that. And it's called Three Squares Coaching. Now, I'm curious, what led you down the path? What ignited the spark in you to start this new business venture and just take it all the way to fruition?
Well, it came about as one of those transitions we were talking about. My boss came in one day and said, you know, it's the post 9/11 and we don't need you anymore. And I've been there for my entire adult life. And so I had to figure out what the heck I was going to do. And I had been doing some personal growth work on my own, and I had taken a course where I was invited back to coach the next course. And I found out that I loved it. And I thought, well, maybe this is something I could do after I retire. I knew I was going to be laid off. But one of my ways of reframing was to say, okay, now that I'm laid off, maybe the universe has something else in mind for me, and I should start my coaching practice now. So I was lucky enough that one of the participants in the course that I coached came to me and said, I have some managers in my company that I'd like to coach to do some career development with them. Would you like to do that? So he became my first paying client, and it's kind of gone on from there. So a little bit of luck, a little bit of bad news, and some serendipity, and here I am. So, you know, I used to think when I was in the corporate world that people would come back after they'd been fired or laid off or quit or whatever and say it was the best thing that ever happened to them. And I would think, oh, how can they say that? That's awful. That's awful if you lose your job. Well, guess what? Now I'm one of those people who can say it was best thing that ever happened to me, but you wouldn't have convinced me of that before on anything. So I think you can just take the things that happen and really turn them around and make something out of them, rather than saying, ain't it awful? You know, well, maybe it's not awful. It feels awful in the moment, but how can we turn this? Curiosity is another thing. How can we turn this into something terrific? How can we turn this around and make something that we want to do or have or be it better or, you know, amazing or what I call sexy for the next part of our lives that has us go back and think back on this part and say, well, that was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah, isn't hindsight a beautiful thing?
Yeah, it is.
But the cool thing that you're coaching your clients is, you know, it's that awareness again, right? It's like something big happened in my life. I don't like it. It didn't feel good. However, I wonder what can I make out of this that is not such a negative thing, and maybe it's the exact opposite, and it's a supreme positive thing. It gives you permission to look into another avenue, channel, direction in your life, even though, you know, you didn't want it to happen. It happened. And sometimes I've heard that. How many times have we heard that story where, you know, a lot of people have to hit rock bottom before they realize they have the ability to raise themselves up and do it on their own? And it usually doesn't happen until that actual one of those occurrences, you know, comes into their life where it's not a choice. They have to do something to figure out how to bring in, you know, the necessities, the resources, the finances.
There's another saying that Stephen Pressfield says in one of his books that it just like blew my heart up. He says that the closer that an evolution is the closer that something you're doing is to the evolution of your soul, the more necessary it is, the more resistance you get. So you can even begin to see these things that happen to us that are terrible or feel terrible in the moment is just the evolution of our soul. And you look at it that way. It's another way of reframing it. Like, this is going to grow me into somebody that I had not known myself to be or didn't think I was capable of becoming. And I think that's kind of an interesting way to look at it. It sounds really simple, and believe me, having gone through it myself, it is simple, but it's not easy.
Yeah.
And so it comes down to it again, like, what are you willing to do? I could have retreated back into a corporate job or something, but I just thought, well, this is the time maybe for me to really explore and play and see what's next for me. And it turned out beautifully.
And you said the perfect word again when you said resistance. You know, when you get that resistance, that feeling of resistance about not wanting to, you know, do that, to go forward with what you know is right. Inherently, you know it's right. You know it's good for you. You want to do it deep down. You're just the resistance due to fear is usually the case. And, you know, we often talk about that being that moment when your subconscious is trying to nudge you to leave your comfort zone. To get out of that comfort zone, it's now time. And that's always the key is, like, when you feel that resistance, that uneasiness, at the same time that you know that decision would be a good one, or you have a very high probability of knowing, that is the moment that you should take action and jump and do it and go for it.
You have to be careful of the shoulds, you know, like, I should have a job, or I should get married, or I should do this or that. That's usually coming from something, I think, outside of us. Based on our culture, based on our gender, based on when we were raised and how we were raised. And so got to pay attention to the shoulds and how can I transform that into something that comes from inside me that so compels me and pulls me forward that, like you said, you're willing to crawl over glass to accomplish it.
Yeah.
It's coming from your heart. It's coming from your own desire. It's coming from your own passion. Coming from the thing that you know that if you die not having done it, you won't have lived a full life you wanted to live.
Powerful. This is powerful stuff. Speaking of powerful, a nice segue into physical fitness. Now, you know, it's not necessary to become powerful physically to become fit. In fact, I'm a personal trainer, and I don't ever preach that, you know, you're here to get muscle to become strong, to become a bodybuilder. What you're here to do is operate at a peak level of performance, and that is just move your body. And those things will happen, the toning, the strengthening, the firming, and everything will happen as a result. The reason that people quit fitness is it's, number one, it's literally painful to some, depending on how they're doing the exercise. And two, it takes forever to see the results, right? It takes a long time. You have to have the long haul mentality. The thing is if you set their mind to say, look at the end result, it's going to help you to do what Sue has done. It's going to give you more energy. It's going to make your stress go away. It's going to help you in your business. Think about those things. And as you get in the habit of doing this for months, you're going to see, definitely going to see difference in your body. You're going to feel it. You're going to be amazed. So all that to ask you, in light of everything else in your life, how important would you say physical fitness is to you in both your business and your personal life?
Oh, probably about a 15 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Wow.
I've never been particularly interested in being fit or whatever, but I knew when I was in my 30s, I was doing it a lot, and it felt really great, and I had more stamina and more energy, and then I started traveling and got out of it, and I haven't done it since. Until this year, and I got back into it this year because I woke up one morning and my shoulder was frozen and I couldn't lift my arm past about there, and I thought, uh-oh, I better really start thinking about doing something. And I hadn't realized until I actually started back how out of shape I was. And within about 2 weeks, the brain fog lifted, and I started having more energy. I started sleeping like I was sleeping in my 20s. So again, I think as you get older, it's even more mandatory that you keep that body movement or you're going to lose it, and it could happen pretty quickly. It's harder, yes, I'm going to say it's harder for now than it was when I was in my 30s, and I got to keep doing it. I know I got to keep doing it. So I think if you're struggling with it, go try it. Find something that you love. I don't think it has to be, going to the gym and jumping around to whatever, treadmill music or whatever. Go find pole dancing, or go find hula hooping, or go find a sport or something that you love. And that's enough. It's not, they're starting to learn that it doesn't take what we're punishing our bodies like we used to think it did, and I'm sure you could to this.
It gives a whole new meaning to the term move it or lose it, doesn't it?
It really does. I've become pretty passionate about it just because of the difference. I've only been back at it for about 6 months, and the improvements have been phenomenal in just how I feel and my energy and my vitality. And so I think it's preaching to the church choir talking to you, but I would have wanted to blow it off 6 months ago, but really now I'm in for life, I think.
Well, the thing is, I think it's one of the most wonderfully, naturally addictive things we as humans do. Because once you've felt it, once you've experienced it, no matter how long it's been for you, when you were you're in your 30s till now, but guess what? You got back up on that horse because you remembered. You may not remember really clearly how it felt, but you remembered it did feel good, and it's like, what? I need to right this ship. I'm getting older. I feel the same way, and it only does nothing but greatness for you if you exercise. Which I'm not talking to you particularly, Sue. For everybody out there, it's amazing the benefits, the side benefits that come from being not only physically fit from exercise, but then add nutrition to the mix. And oh my goodness, you want to talk about being able to take over the world when you're operating on peak performance levels on both of those. So it just sets the table for success in all areas in your life. And another great way to make it more fun is simply find a partner to go with you. And I call it an accountability partner. That used to be my number one tip for succeeding at fitness. I now have shifted that around, but this show isn't for about promoting anything, and I know no one will want to know what that number one tip is anyway, so we'll just keep. But the thing is, that is a huge important thing. If I had an accountability partner years ago where I was just tired, I didn't want to go many times, and thankfully he would give me the words I needed of encouragement. He encouraged me by saying, come on, Brian, you wuss, That was all it took. I was in the gym and I was so happy. You know, those raccoon eyes started disappearing while I was working out, and I felt phenomenal, even though I felt horrible before I went in. So you're hitting all the right buzzwords here.
Well, I think it comes down to, like we were talking about earlier, having a big enough why.
Mm. Yep.
So I created a why to fit fabulous, flexible, and flirty. Well, when I don't want to go, if I remember that, if I don't go, I can't be that. I can't go back to being that. Then I get in the car and go, because I want that more than I want to be wake up in the morning with a frozen shoulder and you know, I can move it and everything now. But it took a while. So I don't want to go back to that. I want to be fit. I want to be flexible. I want to be fabulous. And that's about how you feel in your body. It doesn't mean that it's going to come from feedback from the outside. It's how you feel on the inside.
Thank you for pointing that. That is what I tell every client, is it is more important how you feel than how you look, even though that's not what they want. They don't want to hear that. And I understand that. I said, but you know, it will happen. Just, you have to get consistent, disciplined. And that's, you know, what people like me are here for, to help coach them and take them through it. I will be their accountability partner.
Probably make it fun for them.
Yeah. Make it fun. Give them goals, achievable goals, attainable goals, discipline is involved sometimes. If they don't do something that they were supposed to do, there's going to be repercussions. If they're not eating the way that they've been prescribed to eat, there's going to be repercussions. So but it's not led by fear. It's led by the positive. What is the beautiful you that you're going to see in that mirror that's in the future? Because humans want to look good. All of us do. We all have that ego. But you're absolutely right in that it's more important how you feel. That's going to change far before your physical appearance will. You'll feel it, not only in your mind, but your body. You're going to feel the firmness. You're going to feel firmer muscles under those current layers of fat that may not be showing. But that's okay. Your body is on the way. It is coming, and it's coming into its glorious new self. Just keep at it, and don't fall off that wagon when it comes to nutrition. That's the big one. Nutrition is usually the big downfall of most people who get into fitness.
One of the things that I love is, as somebody once said, this is your transportation vehicle while you're here on the planet.
Yes.
So if it's your transportation vehicle, where do you want it to take you? And if we aren't fit or healthy, it's not going to take us very far. And so I want to remember that too, to keep the tune up, keep the engine tuned up. So that we can go where we want to go and do what we
want to
do, do it with joy.
And it's so true, and it's sad, but most people, that it's just true. Most people will spend more time, energy, and effort in keeping their car beautiful on the outside, running well on the inside with changing the oil, checking the tire pressure, making sure that the brakes are good, than they will put the time into their own self. So, you know, you want to concentrate on yourself so you can enjoy that car longer, so that it's not about you. What about your family members, those counting on you? How are you impacting them by your actions or inactions, I like to say? And it's not to get in anyone's face and make you feel bad. It's just something to consider, that your actions are actually not just affecting you. Never. There's always somebody watching, listening, and seeing what you're doing. And if you're a leader, they're going to follow your example. So what example are you setting? Just questions to ask yourself.
Yeah, and you know, we're not going to be, we evolve, I think, in different parts of our lives at different paces, you know, so you might be at a 10 financially, but a 2 in health. So you don't need to beat yourself up, just look to see where can I raise that level, even just a little bit, and have some fun doing it. So that all of, because where you make a difference in one area, as you probably know, in fitness, for example, it's going to impact all the other areas and uplift your entire life. And that's really what a second act is all about.
Yeah, and I would take it one step further, too, to say in every aspect of your life, whether it's business, get a coach. There's one right here, right now, I'm talking to. When it comes to fitness and exercise and nutrition, get a coach. There's another one talking. Yeah, and mindset, you know, NLP and there are resources that I can send you to get that ship righted as well. But get help. Take the ego out and say, I'm ready for help, because it's only going to be the best decision you've ever made. It took me a long time to ask for help because of the ego. And the second I finally got over that and said, I'm ready, wow, things change fast and in a great way. When you reach out, because we all like to think we know everything and have the solution for all, at least especially men, right? We want to think we got an answer for everything. We can do it. I don't need any help. The second you open up to the help, that's when the magic happens. It just, you know, everything that Sue's been talking about with mindset, with exercise, with fitness, and then get help with, and this is on the business end, it could be personal as well, but get mentorship, get coaching, get someone who's named coach. My goodness, how can you go wrong with that? go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, sometimes, you know, in our culture, at least I was brought up to think, you handle things on your own. You don't bother anybody else with your problems.
Yeah.
You don't reach out for help.
Right.
Well, if you have a big enough dream, and I think my personal belief is that everybody has a big, big dream inside. And the kind of dreams that you want to accomplish in your life, you can't do on your own because they're too big. And so we have to be able to reach out to coaches, mentors, teachers, books, resources, whatever it might be, that are going to be our partners, our guiding lights, our, you know, sometimes ass kickers to
yeah.
get us in motion and moving forward towards those and help us get past the fear. And
yeah.
So, I mean, it's really a gift you're giving yourself by reaching out to someone for support or for help.
Absolutely.
And it's a gift too, because we all want to help each other.
Isn't that true? It is so true. Yeah. And, you know, to get over the fact that, you know, we did. I think everybody has that innate desire to not need help, not want help. I can do this on my own. Men and women alike. And so that's a fantastic point. And another, and we're also taught that. I came up in a similar thing. It's like, you know, hey, buck up and get it taken care of. Don't go crying to me or anybody else. Just get it done. And then there's the other part where as we're growing up, as kids, and we're taking tests in elementary school, and we're in a test, and there's somebody sitting over there, and we're not sure about this one answer, and we kind of want to do this and look over there and copy what they've got. Well, what happens about that moment that we didn't know the teacher was standing right behind us? Well, back in my day, it was a ruler on the hand, whack, or something similar. So we were taught at a young age not to copy. In that case, cheat. Cheating's not good, ever. But copy was the undertow of, well, I should never copy anyone else. That's a bad thing because that was the negative anchor that was set back in my youth. And then now, the way to be successful, every entrepreneur that succeeded will tell you this, is to model, i.e. copy, someone else who is successful. And guess what? There are many out there that will say, yeah, come into my world, my inner circle. I will teach you. You can copy everything I do. That's what mine did. And I was like, this is phenomenal. I get help by a mentor, and I get to copy him. This is, wow. So those were two big ahas for me that you know, there are so many. This show is chock full of them. Sue, you're amazing. You're so intelligent. You're so experienced. You have so much great background and the value. My gosh. I can tell you're very well read. You're very experienced in your craft and that you're very successful. So appreciate you sharing all these golden nuggets with everyone. Goodness sakes, do you know that we're 4 minutes from the end already?
Yeah.
Happens every time. So there's going to be one question I want to ask you that's kind of it's one I ask every person that's come on the show, every entrepreneur, every expert, and it's a big one, and when I ask it, when it comes out, feel free to take some time to think about it if you need to. Don't worry about dead air time because it's fine. I'm really, really curious to see what your take is on that one. Before we go there, though, I do want to remind everybody that's watching with us how they can enter to win that amazing trip. We almost forgot, didn't we? Nah, I didn't forget. Here we go. I'm going to bring it up on the screen. So all of you watching live, this is how you enter to win the 5-night stay at a 5-star luxury resort. You can do it one of two ways. You can go to a website. And that website is reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. Just ensure the word vacation is all lowercase. The rest of that is It could be mixed case. It doesn't matter. Reach yourpeakllc.com/vacation. Or if it's simpler for you, use your phone. Just text the word peak, that's P-E-A-K, to the number 661-535-1624. Again, that's text the word peak to 661-535-1624. And this is all sponsored by my good friends at powertexting.com. And I literally mean good friends. I do know them both. They're partners there that are running this amazing company that have partners. And they have, in fact, if you go to that URL, either one of those methods for entering to win this goes through their system that I personally use. Many of you received automated texts that went out just minutes before we went on air. That was through powertexting.com. So definitely want to check them out. Write that down, powertexting.com. In the meantime, be sure to enter to win using those two aforementioned, or either of the two aforementioned methods. So we're back with the woman, the myth, the legend, Sue Coach, to ask that one heavy-hitting question that she's probably, you know, she's probably sweating like she's in the gym, wondering what the heck is this, and the pressure's on. So what I want to do is take the pressure off, because Sue, when I ask this question, there is truly no such thing as a wrong answer. It's impossible. And that is because the only correct answer that you could come up with is yours. There's only one correct answer. Whatever it is, there is no wrong. I hope that helped. The interesting thing that's happened to date, and I say this every show because it's true, to date, of all the past guests I've asked the same question of, not one or two, should I say, answered it the same way. So that tells you the individuality, the different takes on it. And so if you're ready for it, then I'll ask you that question. But I want you to know if you're ready first.
Yeah.
All right. In all seriousness, I'm really, really curious and loving them compiling the answers of everybody. So Sue Coach, you personally, how do you define success?
If you're happy and loving your life, if you're excited to, you know, have morning, wake up in the morning and jump out of bed and start your day, and I think that really for me is the measurement of success. We're here such a little bit of time, really, 100 years maybe, if we're lucky. I just had a friend who passed away right before his 80th birthday, suddenly, and so you don't know when it's going to happen, so if you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? So find those things that really light you up, that really you know you're going to regret if you haven't done them, and find a way to do them. It's going to bring you joy, and you're going to be able to say at the end of the day, I did everything I could. And for me, that's the ultimate definition of success, is to just live life full out.
So you'll never guess that was different than all the predecessors as well. I love it. Yes, and it was very emotion rich. It was when you're happy and loving life, excited to get out of bed, things that light you up, another emotion, you're lit up. And it's all about, you know, and then the great advice you gave in the middle of that was take action now, is basically the message that I was hearing was don't wait. And you're so right, Sue. I mean, I ventured on to my latest business venture at the age of 47. I'm now 54 and been hitting it with everything I've got and loving every moment. It's a journey. Been happy. I've been loving life. I'm excited to get up. And yeah, things happen like we mentioned, right? Things happen. You just learn how to get over them quickly. You know, we control our own emotional states. You have 100% control, you the listeners, of how you feel right now. You could change it in an instant. It's your choice. Your emotions are a choice. And there are proven tools that exist that can help you to, number one, change them instantly, but number two, also change them permanently. And you can do this through multiple different processes. And for anyone, just reach out to me. It's not my resource. I can give you a resource to help you out in that area. It's a life changer. And That's it. Beautiful. Thank you, Sue. My goodness. I have so many notes here. The last one. So there's also one thing I do want to say that not a single entrepreneur has said as part of their answer. Like, does that bring curiosity? Like, not one has said, because you know the reason why. I'll tell you the reason why. And that is because every single person I've had on my show is a successful entrepreneur. Already successful. You are so well educated in the area of, I don't know if educated is a good word, but you are so just adept at success and what it takes to be success. Every time you answered something, you were saying everything that I have discovered to be the patterns for success. Every single time you gave an answer. And so the interesting thing is, like you, the others, one thing they never mentioned, it was never on the top of their list for success. And that was the concentration of, well, I'd be successful if I made X amount of dollars in a year, $1 million, whatever that happened. Not one has said that, not one. And so I think that's a powerful point to drive home again to the listeners to say, I know, I get it. We all get it. When you're first starting out, there's a lot of scarcity mindset and I got to pay the bills. So you're going to be focused on money at that time. We all have been through this stage, or some of us, maybe not all, but most, I would assume, have been through that stage. The thing is, though, the underlying reason we're doing it is never solely or the highest level about money. Maybe for that month, you know, you're really looking to get that sale to get past the, you know, pay the mortgage that month. But really, the underlying current is serving others. It's helping people like Sue is doing. As a coach, she serves and helps people to become excited, to get out of bed, to live a happy and loving life, because she's giving them hope where they're giving up potentially. I'm retiring, or I got laid off, or my job's out. And then here comes Sue and like, I have a light for you. Just follow this because I love helping people. You can see it. She just said it. She loves helping people. So that's my soapbox moment, but I just wanted to put that out there because, you know, too often it's a materialistic mentality that we find. But when you get to a certain level of success and know that what takes people to a level of success like Sue is a serving attitude, an attitude of serving, not an attitude of greed mongering and making money. Is making money important, Sue? Very.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying eradicate that from your list of priorities. It's just usually never the very top priority. It's definitely in there and it's definitely a high priority. So please don't get me wrong there, because the more money that Sue makes, then the more people she can serve. You see how that works? Yes. Could she get better, more glamorous things? Sure. And she would deserve it and does deserve it. And that's okay, because she's now serving and scaling and helping more and more people. That's why she's on a show like this, to actually, so I can help give her greater exposure, which I love doing this and helping and serving everyone that comes on here to help spread the word about these amazing people like Sue Coach. Isn't this fun? I love this. I'm getting goosebumps. All right, I've gone on way too long. Do you have any? Oh, I wanted to ask you, Sue, real quick. What is the best way for our watchers, our viewers, and listeners to contact you so that they can get in contact, maybe have a strategy session? I'm not sure what the role is. Go ahead and take that.
Yes, they can reach me through my website at 3squarescoaching.com, or they can call me at 949-212-4345 and mention your show, and I will know where they came from so I can treat them even extra special. And I do a strategy session, complimentary, or they can mail me at sue@3squarescoaching.com, and 3 squares coaching is all spelled out. So either any one of those three ways.
Okay, and then a quick clarification. 3 squares, the number 3 is the digit, the single digit of 3, not the word 3. So
the
3.
Yeah, either way. The email, you can fill it out.
Okay, smart. Good job. I love it. Covering all the bases. Well, Sue, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and being an amazing, amazing guest. I mean, got the value just over the top. I kid you not. Amazing. Thank you for your time.
You're inviting me.
Oh, gosh. Yes. I'm so glad. And Sue came to me by way of another mutual friend. I had not met Sue prior to. And that's another way you can spread your influence. And your influence, not for me to spread influence. It's for you to grow your sphere of influence and your connections. I got to stop coaching, and we got to get off, and so people can go back and live their lives and eat dinner and go to your website and look at that cool pink red hard hat. I love that. All right. What's that?
There's a story to that.
Ooh. We'll have to cover that next time. All right. Thanks again, Sue. I appreciate you. And thank you. And for all of you watching, appreciate you as well. That's it for this edition of the Mind Body Business Show. We will be on again next week. We are here every week, Thursdays at 5:30. Until then, be blessed. So long now.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.